It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state legislature's special session next week could offer help to child care providers. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The pandemic has turned the child care industry upside down. Providers have had to spend heavily on virus protection measures. Demand for daycare has dropped as people have lost their jobs or started working from home. That's why some state lawmakers are trying to prevent further damage to the industry. In a special session starting Monday, they will consider a proposal to give about $50 million in direct grants to licensed facilities. Amber Bilby, president of the Colorado Association of Family Child Care, said that could be crucial.
That will help us tremendously to be able to keep our doors open.
But there are still some big questions about how the money would be divided up among businesses small and large.
My questionings right now are on the amount. If it will really help, I know quite a few providers that are struggling just to pay their bills.
Help for child care providers is one of the main areas of focus for the legislature's special session. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The special session could also take on food insecurity. The state has already given out $600,000 in emergency grants to food pantries, like the one at Jewish Family Service in Denver. Shelley Hines says the pantry is serving more families.
We saw just a huge increase from usually about 40 a day pre-COVID to more like 160 per day coming in.
Hines tells Colorado Matters that one big reason for the increased demand is people losing their jobs or working less. The Jewish Family Service food pantry is now a drive-thru with pre-packed boxes, and Hines says about 40% of those they serve lately have children. Another side effect of the coronavirus, car thefts have risen sharply in Metro Denver, up 80% in the last quarter compared to the same time a year ago. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin says people are driving less, and so cars sitting in parking lots and driveways become easy targets.
COVID itself has only served to exacerbate this problem. I don't think any of us anticipated this significant spike.
More than 70% of stolen cars are recovered within a month. Older model cars are more frequent targets because they're easier to break into. Metro Denver and the Front Range have highs today in the 40s and then temperatures in the 50s, a little warmer on Saturday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.